I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She writes books to inspire, and she thinks Gina's a liar. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bronwyn Wyndham Burke and Glennon Doyle now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey guys, hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest who's a best-selling author and another who's writing a new chapter as we speak. My first guest says cheers to bad choices, then making better ones. It's Real Housewife of Orange County, Bronwyn Wyndham Burke. Hey, Bronwyn.
Hey, guys.
Great to see you. And my next guest is a writer, speaker, and activist who's earned fans the world over. Her biggest fan might be one seat over tonight. Her new book is Untamed, with blurbs from Oprah, Brené Brown, and Elizabeth Gilbert. OMG, it's Glennon Doyle, everybody. Hey, Glennon.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi!
Great to see you. Glennon, Bronwyn is losing her mind that she's on the show with you. And Bronwyn, since you're such a big Glennon fan, I just want to untame the decorum for a minute. I'm going to put 20 seconds on the clock, actually, for you to fangirl out as hard as you want, starting now.
I just want to say a huge thank you to Glennon. I read your book when quarantine first started, and it was like you were speaking to me. At one point, I had to put the book down and look around my room because I'm like, how does she know? How does she know what's in my soul? You talk about women dropping keys for each other and empowering each other, and it is so needed right now. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. You changed my life.
Oh, Bronwyn, thank you for that 20 seconds. Thank you.
Wow, I'm going to read this book now, by the way.
Yes.
I don't have to be a lady to, well, I'm a little ladylike, but I'm going to read it. Bronwyn, on the first episode of Orange County this season, you announced that you are an alcoholic and that you're now sober. I have a round of questions about this tremendous moment in your life. First of all, what did it feel like for you uttering those words on camera? Was it a release?
It was very freeing. I have known that I've had a problem with alcohol for decades, and saying it so vocally and saying it in a way that I had to be accountable was a huge weight off my shoulders. Huge.
Glennon, what was your reaction to that?
Oh, I was so proud of her. I could feel the release and the fear when you said the words, I'm an alcoholic, and I know I've been sober for 18 years. And I know sometimes there's so long that we know it, but then we don't say it. And that's such a huge moment when we finally say it, because it invites accountability, right? Wow. I was so proud, Bronwyn.
Bronwyn, we got a lot of questions from viewers wanting to know if there was a moment that was rock bottom for you.
I mean, I have two rock bottoms. The moment I realized I could never drink again was I was in Miami for Rick's 60th birthday. I'd been on a 4-day bender. I was drinking at that point every 15 minutes, every half an hour, refilling bottles, hiding them. And I walked into, I was non-functional. And I walked in, I said to my husband, I can't stop drinking. And at that point it was physical. I would start to shake if I went more than 15 minutes without a drink. And that was my physical bottom. My emotional rock bottom was the first day I went to a support meeting, which is on camera. And it's the day that I threw that glass. It's all on camera. And right. You guys follow me through that entire day. And you basically get to the doors of that first meeting with me.
Which of the housewives have been the most supportive?
Shannon. Shannon's been the most supportive. Gina for a little while. But it was a hard cast to get. It was hard.
I hear Captain Sandy and her partner Leah were also instrumental in helping you talk about this on camera. What did they say that ultimately made you decide to admit that you're an alcoholic?
The day after I got sober is when I met with production, and I was like, I'm getting healthier. I didn't really explain to them. I know Leah. Leah's from Orange County. We have a lot of friends in common. I met Captain Sandy at BravoCon, so I have their numbers. And I just had this moment of, I'm going to call her. Because I know Sandy had been sober for 30 years. And she said to me very clearly, you need to be accountable. You had no problem getting drunk on camera. Why are you having a hard time getting sober? It's because you kind of want an out, don't you? And it was a light bulb moment of, you're right. If I say this on camera, if we do this on camera, I have to stay sober.
Right.
And that was scary. But I didn't even give myself time to pause. I called Thomas, our producer, right away and said, I'm an alcoholic. Let's do this story. Let's do it correctly. Let's not sugarcoat it. And he said, okay.
Have you had any conversations with other Bravo celebrities who've had issues with alcohol, like Lala or Leah McSweeney?
Both, actually. I reached out to Lala in the beginning. And I actually did a podcast with her about 20 minutes ago. I reached out to Lala because I'm like, if you can film Vanderpump Rules sober, you can do Housewives sober. So I reached out to her. And then when Leah... had that photo of her 3-month chip. I'd already talked to her a little bit beforehand. We had done a movement on a moment together. So we knew each other and I reached out to her. And so Leah and Lala have been great support systems. The whole Bravo family has been beyond. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Andy, I couldn't have gotten sober without Bravo. I couldn't have gotten sober without you guys.
Wow. Well, that is great to hear. Glennon, you are a pro at turning lemons into lemonade, so I want to see if you can help a few ladies who hold oranges. I'm going to present you with some juicy situations from Orange County. Tell me how you would handle them, okay? So Bronwyn's mother disclosed personal information about her daughter to a frenemy of Bronwyn's. Did Dr. Deb have the right to do this, and how can this mother-daughter duo better their relationship?
Well, Bronwyn, I have heard the complicated nature of your relationship with your mom for a long time. And I have one thing to say. I think that as you stay sober, that you're going to get more pissed off, not less. I have found that when people drink, it's usually to cover stuff up, right? That's what I was doing. Yeah. That's what most of us do. So I think that as you stay sober and you stop numbing, a lot of anger and unresolved stuff is going to come up. And I just want you to know that that is not a sign of moving backwards. That's a sign of moving forwards. And I just want you are proof that you cannot get something and still offer it, right? You didn't get security. You didn't get boundaries, and you're offering it to your kids. So I just want you to offer it to yourself now. I want you to mother yourself through this time. And if it makes other people uncomfortable, if it makes your mom uncomfortable, that's fine. I want you to take care of yourself and mother yourself right now.
All right. Is it too soon for Gina to combine households with her boyfriend and his children when an official commitment has yet to be made?
I mean, oh God, these things are so hard and there's no formula. I think I probably blended my family too fast. Maybe Gina will look back on it and wish she had done it slower, but she has been through so much. She's a warrior, and nobody gets their kids through childhood unscathed. So they're all going to be jacked up one way or another.
Speaking of, Kelly is dealing with an opinionated teenage daughter. What can she do to keep their relationship solid?
I mean, first of all, there's nothing wrong with opinionated women. Second of all, I mean, Kelly is quite opinionated and expressive. And I don't think it's a surprise that her daughter is that way too. They both have good hearts, they'll be fine.
Was Bronwyn's husband crossing a line with his text to Gina? Do you think Gina had a right to feel uncomfortable, or is she blowing things out of proportion? And then I want you to weigh in, Bronwyn.
Just honestly, of all of the storylines, I really didn't understand that one. I didn't know why she felt weird about it. If everyone that I sent a emoji to thought I was trying to hook up with them, everyone would think I was trying to hook up with them. So I don't know.
Bronwyn, what was your reaction to seeing it play out on tonight's episode?
Honestly, I was really hurt because Gina and I, it was after the tea party last year. We were both hammered. She couldn't get an Uber home, and Sean was nice enough to help her get home safely, and it was checking in on her. And for her to, you know, weaponize a man that's being nice, and then just to think, because occasionally, you know, because I have attraction to women, that I'm a predator, it all just didn't sit well with me, and it made me sad. It made me really sad.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Glennon. Bronwyn, what was your reaction when you saw the other end of that phone call tonight between Emily and Gina?
So I was actually really surprised because I had left with Emily on really good terms. When Emily left my house after I had that open conversation with her, we actually went to a drag show together. We were on really good terms. So I understood that Gina was pissed off at me, but to see Emily mean-girling me after I had opened up like that, it was once again, a smack in the face. And it's like, whatever I do with these women, I can't win. I want to, they say I'm not being open enough, but then when I am open, they make fun of it. And so I've been put in a place now where I want to be as open as and honest with them as I can, but every time I have, it's been used against me. And purple.
By the way, Glennon, Adele credits your book with, credits her recent transformation to your book. Have you been able to have a one-on-one conversation with her since she publicly said that?
She's such a fierce lady. Yeah, she's incredible. And the fact that I could be a part of her journey in any way is mind-blowing.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Okay, we have a question from our virtual audience. Jack has a question for Bronwyn. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Andy. Hi, Bronwyn. So recently you said that Sean was not currently living in your home and you're both redefining what marriage is. Was this brought on by quarantine, or had things been brewing under the surface prior? And has he moved out for good, or how are your kids handling it?
Jack, I love your accent.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot of questions. That's a lot of questions in one. Honestly, a lot of this happened during quarantine. It had to do with Glennon's book. When I say that Glennon's book changed my life, I don't mean it flippantly. I mean, reading her book made me realize a lot of things about myself that I hadn't recognized before. So currently, Sean and I are not living in the same house. I love him dearly. We get along great. We're getting along better than we ever had. But we are redefining our marriage right now. And, you know, there's some things that I am going through that I'm giving myself the time and the space to acknowledge. And Sean's been very supportive in all of this.
All right. Interesting. More to come on that.
Can I be more vague?
Yeah. Glennon, you always inspire your readers to take a stand in their own lives, but this next game will force you and Bronwyn to take a stand in the lives of strangers. I'm going to present you both with current Bravo situations. Tell us whose team you're on with. Decide on that side. Okay, Glennon, Emily and Gina got very toasted at dinner and decided to call Bronwyn to confront her about her past wrongdoings. Whose side are you on, Emily and Gina or Bronwyn?
Always Bronwyn's. Always.
Yay. Bronwyn, Hannah felt Malia narked on her to Captain Sandy all because she refused to switch bedrooms. Malia felt she was simply following maritime law. Whose side are you on, Hannah or Malia?
This is such a hard one for me because I understand there's a lot of dynamics about maritime law that I don't understand, but I'm with Malia.
okay? Glennon, in their longstanding frenemy relationship, whose side do you tend to find yourself on more, Kelly or Shannon?
Shannon.
Okay, Bronwyn, whose side are you on in the biggest altercation of the season in Potomac?
Monique,
really? You're on Monique's. Why are you on Monique's side?
Because she is my girl. She's like one of my ride or dies. She is an amazing woman, and I will never judge my friends on their worst moments. I judge her on who she is as a person, and she is a good mom, a good wife, and a ride or die friend.
Okay, Glennon, are you watching Potomac?
Potomac is the only one I haven't gotten fully addicted to.
Ooh, you gotta get back on.
I will.
So good.
Yeah, it's really good. Don't sleep on it. Glennon, whose side are you on with Denise versus everyone else in Beverly Hills?
I'm gonna say Denise. I love some wild Denise.
Okay.
I'm with her.
Bronwyn, at her birthday party, Ramona felt Leah's dancing was too risque for her high class party. Whose side were you on, Leah or Ramona?
I'm on Leah's, and one of my friends was at that party, and I will say that she has done the exact same thing with me before.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. For both of you, when it comes to the cast of Southern Charm, do you find yourself siding with the women or the good old boys?
I have never in my life been on the side of the good old boys at any time.
All right. Thank you very much for deciding on that side. Okay. Glennon, Untamed has gotten so much great press. Skylar D wants to know, who have you been most honored to hear is a fan of the book?
Oh, I mean, Adele was pretty cool. And a lot of celebrities are finding it transformational, and that's cool. But I just love when, women who are moms and teachers and show up for the book. And also that it's been getting women activated politically and to the polls is the most exciting thing for me.
Bronwyn, Shay R. wants to know why you were so judgmental of Gina and her boyfriend's living situation. The average American home has 3 bedrooms. Not everyone can afford a 9,000 square foot with bedrooms for 7 kids.
It wasn't the size of the house. It was cohabitating so quickly after being through such a tumultuous situation. We all know that what she went through, and then to bring 6 kids into that situation so quickly, that was more what I was like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Glennon, Dana R. wants to know, how have your ex-husband and your wife been able to have such a cordial relationship? Do you have family therapy?
Our whole life is family therapy. I don't know if it has to do with how much we went through in our marriage. I don't know if it's the fact that another woman came into my life instead of another man. Usually when a marriage breaks up because one person is slowly dying inside of it, the other one isn't having the time of their lives either. So I think that Craig really, the idea of there's no such thing as one-way liberation. When I freed myself, he found himself freer too, and everybody's happier.
Glennon, you're all about uplifting women and women finding their own power. I'm curious, in general, what is your take on the Real Housewives franchise? Because, this Camille Paglia is a huge fan, yet Gloria Steinem, who's been here in the clubhouse, is not and has debated with me about it. What do you connect with about it, and why do you like it, and why do you find it good for women if you do?
Listen, I'm not saying that I find it good for women. I'm saying that I am a recovering everything. Okay, so I have had to give up every vice in my life one at a time. And like I wrote in Untamed, they will take Bravo from my cold, dead hands. I'm just not going to justify it. It's I don't even call it a guilty pleasure anymore. It's just a pleasure, and I'll take all the pleasure I can get at this point in my life.
All right. Programming note, we are kicking off our Watch What Happens Live concert series, Clubhouse Sessions, presented by Xfinity Mobile, with live performance from none other than Countess Luann. She is performing here a week from today on October 28th. You don't want to miss it. And since I know you're as excited as I am, I'll let you make the rules by helping me decide which question I should ask Luann. So go to our Twitter account, at BravoWWHL, and vote for one of these. Name one housewife you would never want in your cabaret act, or which housewife do you think is the biggest diva? I say Viva La Diva no matter whom. Bronwyn, Ashley F. said, did since Emily and Gina were gossiping about your finances in tonight's episode, do you want to clear up exactly how you make your money?
No. I mean, Sean makes it. I spend it. But he's in technology stuff. Like, I really don't know. He does high scale infrastructure for state, local, and federal government. Like, whatever. He's a porn star.
Nailed it.
Oh my God. We must be making bank to buy all those statement necklaces.
Those immunity idols. We actually film the story behind that this year. I talked to the native Hawaiian that designed them. And you know what? Some people are going to feel a little crappy about themselves after, because it's a really beautiful story from a very beautiful man on a very beautiful island.
Wow. Bronwyn, Kayla B wants to know, who's a better neighbor, Shannon or Kelly?
Shannon. Shannon's a great neighbor, and I love Shannon's kids. Shannon's a good person, good heart. Even when we're fighting, like, she's a good person. I love Shannon. And I mean, I literally, if you look out my son's bedroom, I see the front of her house. We are that
wow.
close.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, it is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
All right. 10 years ago today, we aired the Real Housewives of DC reunion part 2. And I gave Mikhail and Tarek Salahi a round of questioning about their questionable White House invite. Heard around the world, this was something. I've never prepared for a reunion more. Watch.
Why was your name not on the list at the White House?
We have no idea.
I read that you had been escorted out by security, whether it was Secret Service or not. Well,
we didn't get escorted out by Secret Service or any security.
It seems like you lied about having a physical invitation. I mean, you didn't have a
physical
invitation.
We didn't know what we had.
Some would say it's a combination of optimism, delusion, and chutzpah on the highest level. And you got in.
Remember back in the day when the most newsworthy thing going on in the White House was that the Salahis crashed a party? Good times, simpler times. I want to thank Bronwyn and Glennon for being here. Tomorrow night, Olivia Newton-John and Marlon Wayans at 10:30. Watch the after show on Twitter Live now. Thanks, you two. Great to see you. We will go to Twitter right now. Thanks.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's our after show. We've got Bronwyn Wyndham Burke from The Real Housewives of Orange County. Glennon Doyle's book, Untamed, is available now. We have a question from the audience from Farah for Glennon Doyle. Farah, what is your question?
Hi, Glennon. Since Oprah has turned Love Warrior into a movie and the part of you hasn't been cast yet, who would you like to see play yourself in the movie?
Oh, okay. So I will tell you that now Untamed is being turned into a TV show.
Wow.
And we have already cast who will play me, which I can't tell you. But Farah, who do you think should play me?
Oh my goodness.
Holly Hunter.
I would love like Kate Hudson or Charlize Theron.
Someone in the audience said Holly Hunter.
That would be good.
That would be good. I'm thinking maybe Elizabeth Shue.
Ooh, I like that.
If you were a little nutty, I would say Amy Sedaris.
Uh-huh. Yep. I've heard that one too.
Yeah.
It's so exciting and so weird and kind of thrilling to be making a TV show.
Bronwyn, the Bravo bitch wants to know, how did you tell your children about your sobriety?
My older kids, I was just very honest, but this is not their first time seeing me try to get sober. This is the third go around for me.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, they've seen a lot in their lives. So I think they were grateful. They were happy I was getting sober. The little kids, it's come at an age appropriate time. They know that mommy sometimes goes to self-help meetings, that I'm on a Zoom not to be bothered. That mommy doesn't drink anymore. I mean, age appropriate, but I think the most important thing with children is to have open conversations about this, because in my family, it runs deep on both sides.
Avery M said, Glennon, who is one housewife you would love to see make a return?
Oh, I mean, you guys, I know that Phaedra had to go, but I just loved the way she delivered her shade, just like so subtle. So
she
regal.
Was really
with
funny.
A little side of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes. She was funny. I liked watching her.
So you would like to see Phaedra back?
I mean, maybe not after what went down, but I'm just saying, as a regular presence, I do miss her input.
Okay. I love her. I love her humor. She is so funny. Mm-hmm. Bronwyn, Sadie M said, how shocked were you when Shannon thought you were pregnant? And then was so supportive with you during your dinner in tonight's episode.
I wasn't shocked at all. I'd actually called production and said, by the way, Shannon's going to think I'm pregnant. Because if you have a girlfriend that's doing shots with you who suddenly is not, that has seven kids, I mean, like, of course she was. So when Jesse showed up, I called our producer and said, I told you. How supportive she was. I was really happy that she shared that story about going to Al-Anon. That, you know, made me feel a little more comfortable going myself. So that was a really special moment.
That's great. All right, we are going to leave it there. I want to thank Bronwyn. I want to thank Glennon. The book is Untamed. Get it now. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, audience. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.